Section 5. Voice Recording. In the previous sections, we've always encountered our notes bookshelf, and it had zero notes. Let's create a couple of notes for that bookshelf. Currently, I'm playing my talking books, Bonnie Stern's cookbook.
Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking.
And I'm going to leave the playback in that book just to illustrate that we can make a voice recording without being on the notes bookshelf. After we make a couple of notes, we'll browse over to the notes bookshelf and play them back. There's two kinds of voice notes you can make on the stream, a long recording and a short recording. A long recording would be for a classroom lecture or a business meeting, some extended period of recording. To make a long recording, you press the record key on the right-hand side of the player. It's halfway down between two sets of raised dots. It's a smooth button with a raised dot in the middle. You press it once to start the recording session, and then you press it again when you want to end the recording session. I'm going to press the record button now.
Start recording.
And everything I'm saying from this point is being recorded. I'm just using the built-in microphone on the stream. I'm holding it about 8 inches from my mouth, and I do not have an external microphone plugged, just the built-in microphone. I can also press the play stop key while I'm recording in order to temporarily pause. I'm going to do that now.
Pause recording.
So what I'm saying at the moment is not being recorded. I press the play stop again to resume the recording.
Resume recording.
And now what I'm saying is being recorded again. We can also place bookmarks while we're recording. To do that, I just press the bookmark key, which is above key 3. I'll do that now. And this point of the recording has been marked. We didn't hear any audio feedback when I pressed the bookmark key because we don't want to insert any voice messages from the Victor stream into your recording. I think that should be sufficient for the first audio note, so I'm going to press the record button to end my recording session.
Stop recording. Note 1. Created.
So let's make a second note, but this time we'll use the quick note method. To make a quick note on the stream, you press the record button and hold it down while you're recording. When you finish recording, just release the record button. I'll try it now.
Start recording.
I'm making a short audio note as my sample for note number 2, and now I'm going to release the record button.
Stop recording. Note 2. Created.
Note that a quick voice recording can be a maximum of only 1 minute. What happens if you press the record button accidentally? Let's do that now.
Start recording.
I don't really want to record, so I'm going to press the cancel button.
Press cancel again to delete this recording, or resume with any other key.
And I'll press cancel again.
Cancel recording.
Now we made those two notes while we were playing our Daisy book, and so I'm going to press key number 1 multiple times to move over to the notes bookshelf, so that we can listen to these two notes we just made.
Bookshelf. Talking books. Other books. Audible books. Music. 1. Podcasts. Text file. Notes. 2. Notes.
And we've arrived at the notes bookshelf, and we hear that we have two notes. Let me press the confirm key to open the notes bookshelf.
Note 1.
And we're on note number 1. Let's press the up and down arrows to see what kind of navigation we have.
Time jump 5. Note. Time jump 5. Minutes.
And we can move through our notes in increments of 5 minutes with the time jump, or we can work at the note level and move with 4 and 6, one note at a time. We're sitting on note number 1. Let me press play.
And everything I'm saying from this point is being recorded. I'm just using the built-in microphone on the stream. I'm holding it about 8 inches from my mouth. And I do not have an external microphone plugged, just the built-in microphone. I can also press the play stop key while I'm recording in order to temporarily pause. I'm going to do that now. And now what I'm saying is being recorded again.
Remember, we put a bookmark into that audio note. Let's jump to it now. I'm going to press the bookmark key, which is just above key 3.
Go to bookmark.
And since we only put one bookmark into that audio note, it should be bookmark number 1. I'll press 1.
1.
And I'll press play.
And this point of the recording has been marked. We didn't hear any audio feedback when I pressed the bookmark.
This could be a handy way to mark important parts of a meeting or classroom lecture while the lecture or meeting is in progress. By the way, when you make bookmarks in your audio notes, remember that the notes bookshelf is only one book. That means all the notes together combine to make one book. So you can only have bookmark number 1 in this first audio note. If I make another bookmark in another note, it will be bookmark number 2 and 3 and so on. There can only be one set of bookmarks in the notes bookshelf because the notes bookshelf is only one book. Let's use the number 6 key and go to the second audio note.
End of note.
In fact, we were in the time jump navigation level and that note was not 5 minutes long, so we went right to the end of it. If I press number 2, the up arrow.
Note.
I can move to the note level, and now if I press 6, I should move to note number 2.
Note 2.
I'm making a short audio note as my sample for...
And there we are. On the go-to key, what do we have available to us?
Go-to note.
We can go to a note number. Let's press 1.
1.
And everything I'm saying from this point is being recorded.
And we're back to note number 1. What do we have on the where am I key? Press key 5.
Where am I? 6%. Note. 1. Total time. 1. Minute. 5. Seconds. Time elapsed. 4. Seconds. Time remaining. 1. Minute. 1. Second.
And what do we have available on key 0, the information key, for this bookshelf?
Info. 2. Notes. Total time. 1. Minute. 12. Seconds. Recording time remaining. 67 hours, 47 minutes, SD space remaining, 605 megabytes. Canceled.
And I'll cancel the remaining items. They're the same as the other bookshelves. Notice we had a new item on the notes information. We had the amount of recording time available to us on this storage card. Now, what happens if you don't need an audio note anymore and you want to delete it? Well, let me create a third note, and we will delete it.
Start recording.
So this is note number 3, and I'm going to delete it after I finish recording.
Stop recording. Note 3. Created.
In order to delete a note, we just use key number 3.
Delete note 3. Press confirm to delete.
I will confirm.
Deleted. Notes. Note 1.
And we're back to having two notes on the bookshelf. Let's confirm that. I'll press 0.
Info. 2. Notes. Total. Cancelled.
Now it's useful to understand the encoding method for the stream audio notes. Stream uses an encoding method called AMR Wideband Plus. The file type is 3GP. This is a very efficient encoding method for voice recording. However, software players on computers like Windows Media Player or Winamp do not play this format. Therefore, if you need to transfer your audio notes to your computer, you'll need to use the Humanware Companion program. There's a feature in the Companion that lets you convert the audio notes from 3GP file type on the stream to WAV format on your computer. Also, if you have the optional Stream Softpack activated on your stream, you can use menu key number 7 to switch the recording format from AMR Wideband Plus, which is the 3GP file type, to either MP3 file type or WAV file type. In this way, your recordings will be made in those file types right on the stream, and they don't need to be converted in order to be used on your computer. I have another Victor stream here, which does have the softpack features activated on it. So I'm going to press key number 7 multiple times until I reach the recording menu. If your stream does not have the softpack, you will not find the recording menu on your key 7.
Menu, navigation and playback, Skip. All. Language. Tech. Recording. File type. AMR wideband plus 3GP. Recording time remaining. 164 hours.
Okay, so we've reached the recording menu, and the first item tells us that we have the selection for AMR wideband plus the 3GP format. And if I use this format, I have 164 hours of recording time on this storage card. Let me press key number 6 to move to the next item.
MP3 96 kilobits per second. Recording time remaining 35 hours, 35 minutes.
I can choose here to record in MP3 format, but if I do so, my recording time remaining on the same storage card drops all the way to 35 hours. And if I press number 6 key, we have the WAV choice.
Wave 16-bit PCM. Recording time remaining 4 hours 50 minutes.
And in Wave WAV format, we drop all the way to just under 5 hours of recording time. Wave format WAV takes the most amount of storage. I'm going to return with key number 6 to the AMR Wideband Plus format.
AMR Wideband Plus 3GP. Recording time remaining 164 hours.
And I'm going to leave my stream selecting the AMR Wideband Plus method for my recording. I'm going to press the confirm to select it.
Selected.
And leave the menus with the cancel key.
Leaving menu.
This concludes our discussion about voice recording on the stream.